In this episode, we're going to talk about four phrases that you can say to a man that will make a masculine man fall for you. And I'm going to tell you right from the beginning that you're going to hear me tell you these four phrases. But then after that, I'm going to tell you what's actually the most important thing that you need to know about how to make a masculine man fall for you. So phrase number one is very simple, and you can put it actually on your dating profile, which is going to help you attract or get messages and get courted and pursued by masculine men, which is saying that I appreciate when men take the lead in dating. I appreciate when men take the lead in dating. Why this is important is that it gives a man an idea that you appreciate his masculine, that you appreciate his initiative, and he'll know what to do with it. Phrase number two is thank you for blank, right? So it might be, thank you for taking me out to dinner. Thank you for picking up the check. Thank you for buying those tickets. Thank you. So use the word thank you as appreciation for masculine men. This is actually one of the biggest, not necessarily secrets, but things that I see women do wrong. Men, by nature, are very generous, are very giving. They want to pursue you. They want to protect you. They want to give. And they love to be with women who really appreciate what they're doing for them. A lot of the times women find themselves in these dynamics of like, men might feel used, for example. It happens rarely, but sometimes one of the biggest fears that men have is actually to be used for money or whatever. So when you say thank you, it shows that you really appreciate what he's doing for you. You're noticing, you're appreciating, and you're also communicating that. And you're not there to just for him to pay for everything or whatever, because if you're a successful single woman, that's what we don't want, right? But if you want that, then if that works for you, that's fine. That's not what I teach and that's not what I stand for. Phrase number three is, when I'm with you, I feel blank. And obviously this is related to when you feel positive or good with a man. When I'm with you, I feel blank. When you communicate feelings to a man, he really understands, and you come from that feminine place of feelings. It's not in your head. It's not, I think when you did this, it's not about the person or the action. It's about you and how you feel. The focus is on you. When I'm with you, I feel safe. When I'm with you, I feel taken care of. And you can even match those phrases together. You can say, thank you for taking me out to dinner today. When I'm with you, I feel very safe and taken care of. Amazing. This will get any man to continue to be with you because he feels like a hero. And the fourth one is related to the third one that's a little bit different. You can say, I feel like a girl when I'm with you. When you say, I feel like a girl when I'm with you, and again, you can see that all these four phrases are rooted in polarity. When you say, I feel like a girl when I'm with you, it brings the boy, the man in him, right? Masculine, committed, masculine, healthy, emotionally available men want to be with a woman who's a girl, who allows herself to be playful, who allows herself to be courted, who's in the present moment, out of her head and into the body. And obviously, I'm not talking about like a little naive girl, but like a girl. You know, every single woman who's an adult, mature, healthy woman who has a feminine essence, which is most women, wants to feel like a girl, wants to feel taken care of and safe, and wants to play and be joyful and wants to have a lot of pleasure. So let yourself play and tell him that you feel like a girl around him. Now let's get to the most important thing. This is actually what I'm most excited to tell you is that...
Hey girlfriend, before we continue with this episode, I wanted to jump in real quick and share an important message for you. There's a lot of advice out there about dating and relationships. Books, experts, and gurus, and even your granny has a surefire way to succeed in love. And most of it is complete BS. Well, maybe not so much granny's advice. As you may or may not know, I run a transformational 10-week group coaching program called Claim, just like the podcast, that has helped hundreds of women around the world completely change their dating reality with men, where they go from being frustrated and burnt out to actually enjoying dating and starting to attract some amazing men, men who stand strong in their masculinity, who are confident, who court and pursue you and plan and organize and pay for dates, but who are also emotionally available and are ready and willing and again available for a relationship with you. And I've developed this program with one thing in mind, that you already have everything you need to attract the man in the relationship of your dreams. You don't need to change who you are. You are not broken. You just need to make a few key shifts, and they all start from the inside. If you're ready to feel that kind of excitement, ease, and joy in dating and relationships that so many of my clients have experienced, and me myself, as you know, I have attracted my masculine men and now have a family with him, I have an invitation for you. Work with me and my team to get on the fast track so you can start seeing big changes in your life ASAP. Go to claim.com/apply to sign up for your free, no-catch discovery call or short interview with a member of my team. This will be your chance to experience our approach firsthand and to ask any personal questions you might have about the program and whether this is a good fit for you. It's also going to be our chance to see if we would be a good fit for you, because we're not in this and I'm not in this for a quick buck, and we don't work just with anyone. We're committed to your success and we want to make sure we can help you to achieve it. The good news is that dating and relationships doesn't have to be this hard. So if you don't want to wait around any longer wondering where are all the good men, if you need an urgent change and are open to receiving personalized help and guidance and want to invest in yourself, then apply for this no catch. There's nothing that you need to give us. It's just a free discovery call for you so you can see whether this is a good fit for you and so they can work on this together. So go to claimed.com/apply. This will take you to a calendar where you can book your call, answer some short questions, and then we shall see you on the other side. All right, now back to the episode.
You can use these phrases to make a man fall for you, like to, for example, ask you on another date, to continue seeing you if you keep using these phrases. But there's a big but here. These phrases are not going to help you get into a healthy relationship dynamic with a man. These phrases alone are not the key to attracting an amazing man and to keeping him. I'm not a fan of all of these, like, you know, here's what to say, or here's how to sit, or here's how to walk, or here's how to do your hair or on the makeup or whatever. All of these are important. They help, but they're on the surface. What I'm passionate about as a feminine embodiment coach, and when I work with women to help them attract committed masculine men, what I'm passionate about and what I started actually to do this work is, first of all, that feminine masculine polarity that's created in relationships. And when I started to do this work, my whole journey started with realizing this polarity that a lot of people don't talk about, but is extremely important. Feminine masculine polarity is what creates attraction. And we as women, most of us, are feminine essence women. And I'll tell you more about how you can learn more about that. But as a feminine essence woman, our deepest need and desire is to feel safe with a man. And so when you know this polarity and you, what I work with single successful women. So if you are that woman and you're finding yourself attracting all the wrong men, like men who want you to tell them what to do, or men who want you to pursue, make the money, make the decisions or whatever, or you're attracting emotionally unavailable men, whatever wrong types of men, the asshole types or whatever, who don't want a relationship with you, right? There's a reason why a lot of the times, and when I started to do this work, I noticed that the more successful women become today, the more unhappy they become in a relationship. And why? Or the more they complain about the men that mean, where are all the good men, right? This whole thing is because you as the woman are so good and so developed in that masculine muscle of go, 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 do, do, achieve. You bring that into your dating life. And that's the wrong approach. This is why you attract all these feminine men. Now let's talk about all the men who like will let you lead and be the nice guy and whatever you're not attracted to. Now let's talk about the other types of men who are in their masculine, who you're attracted to, but they're emotionally unavailable. They're not ready for a relationship. They ghost you and everything comes with that. Well, that is because there is a belief system in your body that you feel deep down inside that you might not be good enough. You have a lot of fears around intimacy, a lot around vulnerability, around relationships in general. A lot of women carry beliefs in their bodies that men can't be trusted, that men are pigs and assholes, that relationships are not safe, that relationship and never ended happy endings and so on and so forth. And this was my story, right? Like, my mother passed when I was 8, and I grew up in an abusive home, as you can call it. My father was emotionally unavailable. I was physically abused. I was emotionally abused. And then he married this evil stepmother and everything was shit. I was traumatized on so many different levels. And I did not see relationship models, like healthy relationship dynamics. I didn't know what love was. All I saw was men. I grew up in a culture and I saw men who did not stand strong in their masculine, who didn't protect and provide for their families in a healthy way. I did not see that relationship dynamic. And therefore I grew up thinking that all men are assholes, they can't be trusted, there's no good men around, and of course I settled for the nice guy. And we carry that through our life, and therefore we look for evidence when this belief is true. I also felt like I wasn't good enough for a great man to enter my life, right? And I had all these beliefs about relationships, that everybody cheats on each other, that you know, and relationships end in divorce, like all of that shit. And all of that shit is at the bottom of our, like, call it symptoms of why we attract not good enough men for us. So if you're interested in this dynamic, if you're a single successful woman and you're trying all these different things, that's why you're watching this video, or that's why you listen to this podcast episode, because you're like, oh, maybe I should use this phrase and this will make him call me back. And it doesn't work like that. This is personal growth. It's personal development. Relationships are personal development. And that's why I'm passionate about this. What I want you to do is, if you want to learn more, I have a free video that I created. It's an amazing video where I've put together my life's work. And I'm going to give you 4 steps, but they're not like, oh, say this and do this and whatever. They're complete 4 steps that you need to do in your personal growth journey to start to attract amazing men. This is based on my story with my husband. I've attracted this man following this method. It's actually called embodied feminine polarity, because it is these 3 pillars of feminine masculine polarity. There's the pillar of reframing your belief system about men. And of course, there's an embodiment element to it, which is actually the missing piece in a lot of the personal growth stuff that I see online today, especially when it comes to helping women attract great men. And so with that formula, I've used it to attract my husband, which we're married now for 5 years, happily married, still attracted to my man, still orgasming with him even better than ever. We have 2 little children and it's amazing. I've discovered the hidden secret of long-lasting relationship with attraction. Ta-da! So if you want to know more about that, go to claim.com/training. The link is going to be below, so you can register and find out. And this is honestly the best way that I can send you somewhere, because yeah, if you watch another YouTube video, like, this video is not on YouTube, so if you watch another video, it's not going to help you much. Like, this is a whole complete training. So go to claim.com/training, sign up for that, and I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy it. Thank you for watching, listening.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.